Welcome to the Cater to You podcast, folks. It is I, Mawat Masrabani, your host here to cater to you. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the C2Y podcast. So the gems on today's agenda are going to be revolving around the title of today's episode, which is, drumroll please, boundaries and standards. It's a juicy one. It's a meaty one. It's a, you know, the bones are full of bone marrow. It's big. It's a big one. But yeah, listen in to me grilling myself in the oven and putting myself in my own place, because I'm the case study for today. And yeah, so we're gonna be starting off with keeping it real about boundaries and standards, and then we're gonna move on to the scarcity mentality and essentially going where you are wanted, and then we're gonna wrap up today's episode with how much it's worth it to maintain or reprioritize your boundaries and your standards. So this topic is one that's just been flaring up in my own personal life a lot. It's just been coming up quite often. I seem to be dealing with it back, front, and center, but hopefully the fruit will be good. It will be worth it. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you guys know that I also have some sort of affiliation with today's topic and what we're going to talk about today. So yeah, let's get the ball rolling. Let's get the episode started. Also, y'all, I tried a different way of recording the episode. You know, we learn as we go. And so I just tried something different today. I hope it sounds better than normal. If you hear birds tweeting in the background, take it in stride. Mother Nature and you were one. So yes, if it doesn't sound as good as the way that I've been recording previously, then you'll just let me know. But other than that, I just wanted to get into it, and like I said, we're gonna start with keeping it real about boundaries and standards, right? And the disclaimer for this episode is the definition for words that usually pop up a lot when we talk about boundaries and standards. Words like respect, love, and happiness are very subjective. So when you're listening to this, know your own definition of those elements and take what I'm talking about when I say love or joy or respect according to what you believe them to be and according to the things that you require from people to feel respected or loved or to feel happy. So, yes. So, like I said, when we're dealing with boundaries and respect, I think that respect, sorry, when we're dealing with boundaries and standards, I think that respect is a key term regarding the topic. So for the former, which is boundaries, respect is, boundaries are for other people to give you what you deem as respect, right? So boundaries are for other people to be able to respect you, right? Standards, on the other hand, are so that you can respect yourself, right? So standards are so that you can feel like, I have dignity for myself, I've got my own back, and I respect how I'm doing life right now. That's what standards are, in my perspective, that is. So I'm going to break it down into the different areas of life where I feel like boundaries and standards apply a lot, and then I'm going to separate, for example, with time, which one is a boundary and which one is a standard, right? So like I said, I'm going to start with time. So time is just how you offer your time up, how you spend your time, and things like that. So with a boundary, like I said, is for other people to respect you. And for boundaries, one of the things that people really struggle with is availability. And having a clear marker for when you are available and who you are available to is one of the greatest marker for boundaries that can make you feel respected in your own life. So another thing is access to you and access to different, I guess, levels of intimacy and different sides of who you are and who has that access, and just having those boundaries as to you have access, you have availability to me in these spaces during these times and you do not. So please step back. These are the boundaries, right? And when we move on to standards regarding time, a standard is how you spend your time, right? Do you spend majority of it practicing health and wellness habits? Or do you spend majority of it watching reels on Instagram with your hand reaching into the bag of a snack? You know what I mean? So in this case, a standard is regarding time. How do you spend time? How do you spend your time? Is your time spent doing certain things over others? And that would then be your standard for life. That's your standard. If you're spending a lot of time watching Instagram, eating snacks, your standard regarding time is I watch Instagram eating snacks. That is my standard. If your standard is I like to spend my time in a certain way, I love for my day to be scheduled, I want to get better at having certain health and wellness practices, you wake up at 6, you have a meditation session for 30 minutes, you have a workout session at the gym or at home for 45 minutes, and your day goes on in that way of practicing health and wellness habits, that right there is your standard regarding how you want to spend your time. So then another element of boundaries and standards is energy. You guys know that energy, if you've listened to the podcast before, is a word that I use quite often. And to me, energy is just outputs, frequencies from you and other people, as well as what you do for other people, what they do when you're around, and you being conscious of those activities and those energies. Energies can be bad, energies can be heavy, like tension, or high vibrations like joy. So in the sense of boundaries, a boundary would be removing certain people from having certain levels of engagement with you. So if these are people whom you used to, say, hang out with every weekend, a boundary would be, no, I don't want to hang out with you every weekend. I'm going to hang out with these people because now they make me feel this type of way. Or I don't want to hang out with you every weekend because my boundary is such that I don't want you to introduce certain energies in my life, or you just make the energy around me feel sort of like heavy or sort of unproductive, right? A standard in that very sense would be when you make sure that you make friends that when you make friends that are in alignment with the type of perspectives and beliefs that you have, right? So because you know that the energies that your friends will be outputting is going to affect you and it's going to be around you 24/7, you know that my standard is I do not welcome people into my inner circle that are like this, like this, like this, or who have certain beliefs that are so. For example, I am a pronounced feminist, I am a patriot, I am a believer in cultural diversity, open-mindedness, and the like. I am trying to make it a point in my life that these are the type of people that are the standard when it comes to friendship in my life. These are the type of people that I say, those are my friends. So that thing of having a standard and not having sort of just people who can walk in and out of your life without your say-so. So the standard in my case would be me saying, no, I've heard you say homophobic slurs before. I don't think you and I could work out very well. So step back a bit. That will be a standard. When it comes to the last element regarding boundaries and standards, it would be love and respect. And I mention respect again because I feel like sometimes when we talk about love, respect is something that is ignored and we don't look deeply into it that much. So I wanted to give it its own space to appear as well. So a boundary with love and respect would be setting your own personal markers or your own personal points as to what you will and will not entertain in your circles, right? Certain ways or things that you, or lines that will only be crossed when you feel as though this relationship is worthy for this person to cross said boundary, right? So a boundary in this case of love and respect would be, I won't entertain that from you, so that is the line. Or I will entertain this from you, so that is the boundary that you will be in. And the standard regarding this would be, for example, only allowing yourself to engage on different levels with those with whom you feel love and respect you. So your standard would be, I only engage with people whom I feel loved and respected by. I only am intimate with people whom I feel loved and respected by. And that is in family matters, in your friendships, in your romantic relationships, things like that. And in the same breath, it's also knowing when to do away with other people who might have made the cut before, like who might have been the standard before, and you were like, okay, you are in my life, but unfortunately, they don't make the cut anymore. And that's because their behavior and your present standards are not in alignment. So someone else's behavior and your standards should be in alignment for you to have them be welcome into your life. That would be a standard regarding love and respect, right? And a lot of the times people complain about boundaries because it's a thing of like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, or I don't want to make you feel as if I don't care about you, or that you don't matter to me, or I'm just scared that you'll think I'm doing too much or being too much. But the fact of the matter is that you are the priority, period. And if there is the biggest lesson that I learned in 2020 is that I am the priority. I am number one. Everybody else comes below me. If I have an issue with this, and this is what I want my standard to be, these are the boundaries that I want to set, and anything else is making me feel uncomfortable, everything that makes me feel uncomfortable has to go. So, in the same breath of enacting your boundaries, enacting your standards, know that when you honor your standards, other people will honor your standards. So when you say, no, do not call me at this time, I explain to you not to call me at this time because you do not have that kind of access to me. That would be a boundary. And you acknowledging that boundary or not picking up the call or explaining to the person that I'm not going to talk to you during this period because this is my boundary, that means that the next time that person is going to know what to do and they're going to follow suit according to that boundary. So when you practice and you honor your boundaries and you don't betray them out of fear of making someone else feel uncomfortable, the other people will do it as well. So it's sort of like a ripple effect thing. So in the same sense, y'all, I also do want to make it known something that really stung my heart when I was listening to a favorite YouTuber of mine explain that the difference between a desire and a standard is that only one of them is a reality. And that would be the standard. A desire is wishful thinking. A desire is something that you would like to happen. I desire to have a walk-in closet. I desire to be super intentional when it comes to the way that I live life. Is that my standard of life at this point in time? No. So the reason why you set those boundaries and you set those boundaries and you set those standards is because you're being intentional and you actually want certain habits and certain ways of doing life to move or to be upgraded from being a desire to being a standard. A standard is not the way you want to live life. A standard is the way you live life. A standard is this is the only way I do life. This, a standard is something that's like, there are no exceptions to the standard, hence why it's called a standard. In universities, there are certain standards like a C. That's a standard. They're not going to take below it. So you have to have that moving towards laying the foundation for you to have and actually live out your desires such that they become standards. I know that was quite a lot to swallow, and now we're going to move on to scarcity mentality. So, essentially, scarcity mentality as an ideology in itself is a capitalism-infused idea that things, which in this case would be good friends, good parents, good lovers, that things are few and far between, so scarce. Things are scarce. And so you should approach life with this mentality that at least I have something. You know, it's better to have something than to have nothing. That's what the scarcity mentality says you should approach life. It says that there's only so much that I can get, or there's only so much that we can get. It's almost as if there's this slice of pie, and it's like, if this person gets that much, I only get this much. Or if I get this much, I can never get this much again because the slice is gone now. And scarcity mentality is harmful in that it doesn't allow you for you to actually realize and make it actionable that it's something that I live by, which is that the world is your oyster. The world is your freaking oyster, baby. It's not something that you are lucky to be receiving. Life is something that you do. You're an expert at life. You're freaking human, you know? So, and the reason why, from my experience, the scarcity mentality is such a trap is because I've noticed that as per the laws of the universe, when something or someone in this case is removed from your life, it shall be replaced. No matter what, if an emotion is removed from your life, if a desire or something that you got from someone else that you really value leaves from your life, it shall be replaced. And that is such a peaceful way to live life, to know not to grasp onto things that aren't giving you what you want out of fear, right? So don't negotiate what you believe you are worth just because you're scared. If you believe you are worth daily check-ins and support and whatever love means to you, if you believe you are worth happiness in your relationships, you are worth respect in your relationships, even with your family, do not negotiate that. Don't negotiate your worth with somebody because you are scared that, what if I can't have better? What if I can't have more? Or what if there's retaliation? Retaliation is natural. Hence why violence is something that happens. Sometimes people are just going to disagree with you because you're so strong in your stance and your foundation. But don't just sway because you're afraid of conflict. Your worth is never changing, which means you stand there and you stand up for yourself and you demand what you are worth instead of settling out of fear that perhaps, I mean, I guess this is still okay. Absolutely not. And of course, you know, when you do choose yourself and you end up saying that this is what I feel I'm worth, this is what I desire, and this is what I want to become my standard in life, some relationships are going to end. And this is where the scarcity mentality rears its head is, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose people if I actually stand firm in what I believe I'm worth and demanding for me to receive my worth. I am going to lose people that I value. But you just need to make peace with the fact that it's going to happen, and to also know that you value yourself. You are number one. You value yourself more than anybody and anything. No matter how amazing it seems to be, you are number one, and you are who you're looking for, looking out for 24/7. So trust in your worth and trust in knowing that you are never wrong to ask for what you believe you are worth, to ask for the joy, to demand the joy, demand the love, demand the respect. Even if people feel like you're doing too much and they want to walk away, demand it still, because you know your worth, you know? And find peace in that, and also find peace in the fact that, like I said, just the way the laws of the universe work. I actually remember listening to an interview with, I remember years ago, and this guy was explaining some other, like, historical figures theory. So the historical figures theory is about how many connections human beings can make in a lifetime, right? And practically speaking, he was talking about averages of how many connections or how many people you can have solid connections with, how many of them you can at maximum be close to, and things like that. And when you think about that practically, it's like you can't make more friends if you're holding on to the friends that you deep down feel like are trash. You can't find more joy or more love or more peace when you're holding on to things that you feel are not enough for you. So let it go, so that when the door is left open, something, other people, things that you feel you are worth can walk through the door. So if you don't let these other people go, if you don't let what people are willing to give you now that you're not satisfied with go, nothing will be able to come in through the door, because as human beings, we can only maintain so many relationships with people, right? And on that same point, I had said that I was going to discuss to go where you are wanted. And I cannot stress this enough. Go, oh my gosh, baby, go where you are wanted. Go where you are loved, and go where you are appreciated. It's golden there. Go there. And trust that when you fall out of relationships where you're convinced or you're told in not too many words that you are hard to love or that you're asking for too much, trust that when you fall out of those relationships, the places and people where you are loved will catch you. Trust in that process. Trust in that. Live by it. And yes, just know that it's way more peaceful and way more incredible and fulfilling to go to places and settle in places where you are wanted and where you are loved, and loved how you want to be loved. You are offered what you demand when you talk about your worth and your respect and your joy. Go to those places. Go to those people. Instead of fighting for other people's arms to open up to you and welcome you, right? So, that's essentially it for that second bit of today's episode. And so we're going to close it up with just a cute little note on how it's worth it. It's worth it to prioritize and enact your boundaries and your standards. I saw something this past week on my feed that was like, being loved correctly hits different. And I was like, damn straight it does. Being loved correctly hits different. Being loved correctly will never compare. Will never be in a space of competition with being loved meh, or just being loved, just that, just being loved. Being loved versus being loved correctly, they are not the same. And being loved can never compete with being loved correctly. It's a different vibe, it's a different frequency, it's a different feeling altogether. And strive for that. And I just wanted to let you know that sometimes there are people who are going to give exhausted exhales when you set your standards. It's going to be like, oh, bro, like you're just asking for so much. You require so much. There are people who are just going to feel like, damn it, like you're requiring too much. But you need to know that on the other hand, that's not where the shine is at. Because there are also people who are going to view your standards, and when you communicate your standards, as an of course type of thing. They're just gonna be like, of course, like that only makes sense. I get it. Go where you are wanted. Go where you are loved. That's just it. And like I said, at the end of each episode, I'm going to close up and seal the deal of the topic that we discussed during the episode with a quote that I got from either my social, something that I read up, a book, an article, something that just stuck with me, and I'm going to share it with you guys at the end of each episode. And the quote of the day for today's episode is from Instagram for an account called @myselflovesupply. So I think I saw it yesterday and it really stuck with me, and it said, it's not your job to prove that you are lovable. Let's start there. And I thought it was so freaking important, because it's not your job. Those who love you and those who are willing to love you the way you feel you deserve to be loved, they will. Those who won't. It ends there. It's not a complicated series of events. It's very clear. It just becomes complicated when you want relationships so badly with people who aren't willing to offer you certain things. Go where their arms are wide open, babe. Go there. And I actually forgot to mention something at the beginning of the episode, and I wanted to say that you'll know. I'll just give you like a sort of like a your North Star when it comes to boundaries and standards. How you'll know that you are prioritizing your boundaries and your standards is that the complaints will flow in like a dam broke open. They will flow in, rushing in, trying to flood you up. The complaints will be there. And why will people be complaining? Because they are not in their comfort zone and they're not used to being a certain way. So the people will be comfortable and therefore they will complain. The complaints will flood in about how you require too much, or how your standards are like this, and how you are selfish because you're only important to you. You're the only one that matters, and wada, wada, wada. But let me tell you something. That's when you know that you're actually prioritizing your desires. And that is key, because we live life constantly being told that, you know, be kind, live for other people, sacrifice. No, you are the priority. And I actually have a friend who constantly loves to reaffirm without knowing that he's complimenting me. He likes to say, oh yeah, okay, just, you know, just keep doing you. You seem to be the most important person in your life, you know, just don't care what other people think, just look out for you. And he thinks he's insulting me, but every time I think to myself, you just gave me a trophy. Thank you so much, because I have been working on this for such a long time, and you are my constant affirmation to remind me to keep on going. And that's the irony in it, is people will get mad, but when they get mad, dig your heels into the ground and remind yourself that you do not need to apologize for knowing how you want to be loved, and knowing what's going to make you feel happy, and knowing how much you are worth and how you want that to be reflected to you. You don't have to apologize for knowing those things and demanding them from people. That's it for today's episode, y'all. I love you lots, and Don't forget to turn your post notifications on to know the next time I upload an episode. And go follow me on Instagram at mawatumasirbani. And yep, have a wonderful evening. Mwah.